Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of The Watchers.
Yeah.
Today, we got a highly anticipated, very excited to cover this one.
Oh, my God.
And I'm just going to get right to it.
Do it.
Avengers.
Oh, what is it?
Endgame.
Oh, my God. That's up there.
Yeah.
That's where the endgame is.
Yeah.
But you wanna... Oh, my God. What a roller coaster, man.
Roller coaster.
Roller coaster. Tyler, Clay, we are The Watchers.
Yes.
As he just said, this is a podcast, all things Marvel. We're talking the movies, we're talking the specials, we're talking the shows. We're going to give our comments, questions, and concerns, and maybe even answer a couple of your guys' questions in the process. Maybe. We'll see.
We'll see.
Gonzo, you already told me what we're doing.
Yes.
Tyler, I apologize. So let me skim right into these facts and stats.
Yeah.
First one being, we got the budget.
Mm.
$356 million. Still not even Age of Ultron level.
Not even Age of Ultron level, but
crazy.
$356 million is understandable for this movie.
Yeah.
Completely understandable.
Yeah. This one I'm letting a full slide. This could have been four. I'd be like, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Let's hear the budget, though.
You mean the gross?
I mean the gross. Sorry. Let's hear the gross.
$2.97 billion, my friend. And friends right there. Oh, my God.
It makes sense, though. This movie was so anticipated.
Oh, my God.
After Infinity War left us on just so many questions.
Yeah. The sourest of notes.
Yeah.
The enemy won.
We had to wait a full year.
Yeah.
That was the longest year of my life.
Dude, same.
But I was so excited.
Oh, my God.
So excited.
Dude, I wish I could take, like, that feeling of when, like, the opening day or even the day before and, like, somehow make it into, like, a chemical compound and just, like, take it when I'm sad. Because, like, the adrenaline and the happiness and the excitement that I had, oh, I would be so insufferable to be around. Because I'd just be so happy all the time.
That was the greatest day I've ever stepped into a theater.
Oh, I could not agree more.
Like,
that was different level.
Everything tasted just a little bit better. But let's hit them with the facts and stats.
Yeah. So, the only person to receive the full screenplay of this movie was Robert Downey Jr., which makes sense,
especially
for him, because it was a movie mostly about him.
Yeah. I'm surprised not Tom Holland. He's usually pretty
good. He's super secretive.
And Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah. I know. Them two are always on lock.
Yeah, they're always on
lock. It's weird.
Yeah.
And to my previous episode of Infinity War, I was able to clarify this, so I apologize for spewing out things I was not aware of. Mm. But Endgame actually holds the record for the biggest box office weekend, running up an astounding $1.2 billion in their first weekend.
That's unbelievable.
It's crazy, bro.
$1.2 billion in two days.
Three. They count Friday, I believe.
Yeah. That's unbelievable.
Unbelievable. That's like the GDP of like all of Madagascar.
Yeah.
Like, and they did it in a weekend. You know what I mean? Like, that's insane. That's more money than a lot of countries. And then the next one being that Okoye says that there was an earthquake off the coast of Africa.
Mm.
And then they're like, well, it's an earthquake. But many people speculated that that was actually a reference to Namor.
Yep.
And one of the writers ended up saying that sometimes you plant a seed, sometimes it grows.
Yeah.
It's kind of fire.
I like that.
And
I remember when Endgame first came out, I was really big into like breakdowns, seeing details that I missed watching it.
Yeah.
And that was definitely one of them.
Same. And I was like, who is this Namor guy?
Yeah.
And then when Black Panther 2 came out, I was like, oh my God.
This is before, fruition. Obviously, rest in peace, Chadwick Boseman.
Facts.
But this was before he passed away. So
yep.
I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be
the best movie.
Great.
Yeah, crazy. And then to cap it all off, this is a shocking fact, guys. This was the highest grossing movie of 2019.
Yeah.
Can you believe that? Because I can't.
Yeah.
Number two being Lion King with a $1.6
billion. Another Disney.
And number three is Frozen 2 at a $1.4 billion.
And another Disney.
Yeah. So
I don't know if you guys know
three,
this, but I think...
Six billion that year?
I think every box office we've covered, I think maybe 98% of it has been Disney.
Yeah, I think the only one that hasn't was that last year, 2 years ago, Oppenheimer and Barbie and Super Mario Bros.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Super Mario Bros. Is, I think, Disney. So even, but Oppenheimer and Barbie.
Okay.
But I think other than that.
98%.
Yeah, no, you're pretty dialed. That was crazy. Other than that, are you ready, Tyler?
I'm so ready to jump into that.
Okay. Are you guys ready?
Woo! Let's go.
All right. Bang. the magnum opus of Marvel opens with Clint spending time with his family until they are snapped away.
Sorry to interrupt you, but that was amazing.
Thank you. Latin thrown in there. I got Latin tattooed on me. On the ship with Tony and Nebula, they keep themselves entertained while they wait for the oxygen to run out. Captain Marvel finds them and returns them to the Avengers compound. After Cap and Tony argue, Tony collapses, so while he gets some sleep, the rest of the team creates a plan to find Thanos and get the stones back. They find and ambush Thanos, but he reveals that he destroyed the stones, so Thor decapitates him, obviously.
Good man.
Facts.
I went for the head.
5 years later, we see Scott's van in a storage facility, and a rat comes in clutch, which brings Scott out of the quantum realm. At the Avengers compound, Rhodey tells Nat that Clint has been on a tear, bodying a lot of bad guys, but Nat tells Rhodey to find him anyway. After that conversation, Cap shows up, and the doorbell rings, and Scott shows up telling them about the quantum realm and how they may be able to use it to go back in time to get the stones from Thanos. They travel to Tony's place to see if they can help, but he declines since he now has a daughter. So they go to the next best person, the Hulk. We meet Smart Hulk, who says that's a bit out of his expertise, but he's willing to give it a shot. At Tony's house, he reminisces about Peter and decides to figure out how to navigate the quantum realm. Back at the compound, Hulk does his best, but isn't able to correctly navigate the quantum realm with Scott. Then Tony shows up, saying he figured it out. Shocker. Classic Tony move.
Yeah.
And that is going to summarize act number uno.
Beautiful and short, especially for a long movie.
Correct.
He worked very hard. But my first point for this movie.
Are we going to die? To your notes?
Is somebody singing along?
I think that might have been, yeah. It was kind of nice.
My first point is, I'm just thinking of it like we were talking about when we first got into the theater.
Yeah.
The intro song for this movie is beautiful. Really set the tone. And I remember just like when the Marvel Studios logo popped up on screen.
Yeah.
And that music started playing. Like my first thought was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm watching Endgame right now.
That's literally one through. Like I couldn't fully process it until then.
That intro will always have like a special, like attachment to me.
No matter what. Yeah, agreed.
And then I'm really glad that we got to see Tony and Nebula together.
Yeah, it was a fun and weird duo.
It's a fun and weird duo. It's really interesting.
Yeah.
And what I really appreciated about it too was Tony, kind of giving her like.
Humility
and like, and then she's never won anything. So correct. When they're doing the flicking and she won, that's new to her.
Yeah.
So like he's a good sport and he's like, you know, shaking the hand.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Yep. And then like he goes to like offer her food and she's like, nah, like that's all you.
Yeah.
I'm half cyborg. I probably don't need as many calories.
Exactly.
Real as hell.
And then obviously when Tony, Captain Marvel rescues him, we're back. We're back on Earth.
We're so back.
And the first shot we see on Earth is Cap shaving that beautiful beard.
That was a nice beard.
I was really bummed about that.
I agree.
And it was a weird look because his hair was kind of long at that moment.
I know.
So it was a little odd.
Yeah.
He got a haircut later on.
Yeah, like halfway through the movie, right?
You know what I was thinking? I was like, how do you find a barber during that time?
I don't know.
And then like that pressure on that barber.
Dude.
To not mess up that haircut because it's Captain America.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could do that.
No, that's way too much stress. That's way too much stress.
But I was really bummed that he shaved the beard.
Yeah. That was as a bearded man, that's what we, like, collectively, I think for all bearded men, that's what we strive for.
Yeah. I have 2%. The stash. The other 98%.
I just gotta. Yeah. I'm not gonna say that.
Then Tony and all the Avengers are kind of telling Tony and all the people that haven't got all the news about Thanos.
Correct.
What happened? Snapped half the universe.
Yep.
And Tony kind of snaps.
Yeah. Rightfully so.
At Cap. Rightfully so. And I love that scene.
Me too.
Because that whole speech in Age of Ultron, when Tony and Cap are kind of going at it.
Yep.
And he says,
that up there.
Is the end game.
Yep.
We can fight arms dealers all day.
Yep.
But that up there is the end game.
Yep.
And he said, how do you plan on beating that? He said, together.
Yep.
And then he says, we'll lose. And we'll do that together.
Together too.
And it's just a great callback because they weren't together.
Yeah.
And Tony took that extremely personal. Obviously, he already had kind of a kind of an anger towards him
Yeah.
after Civil War, but that was, I feel like, just a little cherry on top.
I agree.
But I really enjoyed that scene.
That one of my favorite parts of that scene is when Cap tells Tony, he's like, I need you to focus. And Tony was like, I needed you, meaning past tense, which trumps yours, buddy, or something along those. And I was just like, dude, like,
So
I
good.
can feel his anger. And he's using every ounce of energy he has. I mean, he was, to my understanding, like, pretty much dead when he went to sleep that last time and then Nebula sat him up. It seemed like Nebula kind of said, like, her goodbye, like, thank you for your companionship. And then he kind of got, like, resuscitated when he got back into the atmosphere. So he's
100%.
using whatever he has left in the tank to tell Cap, like, yo, you let me down. And I had so much faith in you. Oh, dude. So good.
And then I don't know, I'm trying to think of like the name of it, but Cap's in this like group. What is
Oh, like a
what is
meeting. It's not an AA meeting, obviously.
it's
Like a
kind of
grieving meeting.
it's yeah kind of set up like an AA meeting.
Yeah.
But I really, what I really enjoy about the Russo brothers is they put themselves in their movies. We see it in Winter Soldier, and we see it in
Here.
this movie as well. And it just, I think that's just
It's
a crazy
nice.
touch. And I think it's really nice that Cap's putting himself in that position to
Absolutely.
try to help out as much as he can
Yep.
during
That's
that.
a very Cap move.
And he's treating Thanos kind of like a god.
Yeah.
And when he's saying like, we got, it's our, this is our world, guys. We got to do something about it. And if that's not true, then Thanos should have killed all of us.
Correct.
Like that,
That's
him
insane.
saying that
Yeah.
is like mind
He, I
blowing.
mean, he put some respect on that name.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I just, sorry, but
Oh,
like,
you're
even
fine.
when he's just like talking about, he's like, you know, when I went in the ice in 45, you know, like, it's just like he's putting like his own personal stories involved. Like, he's showing, like, you guys regard me as like the man, but like, I've been a part of really bad things, and I went through a lot of terrible things as well. It's a nice way to, like, I don't know, bond with those people and make them feel heard and felt. It was really good.
And then I love how he says, like, you got to move on. And
Yep.
he can't even move on,
I was gonna say
you
that,
know?
yeah. You can hear the pain in his voice when he says that. You gotta move on. Gotta move on.
And it's crazy to me that a rat saved the MCU.
I mean,
Like,
it
literally
doesn't even have a
saved it.
name,
Doesn't have a name.
which is crazy.
I think I've said this before on one of our previous episodes, like one of our like old episodes,
Red
that a
overlay.
great cameo for Stan Lee
Oh, yep.
would have been him being the security guard, maybe like
It was.
digging through the garbage
Yep.
or whatever, and he saves
That would have been
the
so much
MCU. That would
better.
have been
That would have
perfect.
been the best cameo he would ever do.
That would have been the greatest cameo.
Agreed.
So that was just a missed opportunity, but it's funny how a rat saved the
Correct.
MCU.
Oh, sorry. One
Go
more
for it.
time I'm going to cut you off. It's crazy.
No, you're okay.
But I remember when we covered Captain Marvel, we talked about how that was his last cameo.
Yes.
Endgame was actually his last recorded cameo, but Captain Marvel's came out after Endgame. So it was the last one we saw. But Endgame was the last one he ended up recording.
Got
Which
you.
I thought was, because I remember when we were talking about it, we were like, I don't remember if this was the last or if the
Yeah,
other one was the last.
Venom. Venom 2.
But one of the facts was going to be that. But I was like, I'll just retain that and bring that up. But
Which
so this
is.
was the last time that he was on set.
And that's another thing that pisses me off about Sony. They deleted that scene.
I know, it's like, one of these, let me tell you.
Like, what are
That's
you
so crazy.
doing?
That's got to be a federal offense, truly. Put him in prison.
And then another one of my points is Tony's just a great father.
Absolutely.
Maguna.
Yeah. Maguna. Oh God, what's he say that she wants?
It's like
Like worms or something
no,
like that?
a cup of crickets and a bed of lettuce or
That's what it
something like
is. Yeah,
that.
yeah.
It's so good. And then she shows Pepper's
The helmet.
nanotech helmet, which
Yeah.
is so tough. Her suit, I love her suit.
Yeah, her suit's fire.
And then obviously we get to see Cap and all of them go to Tony's house and talk to him about the time travel.
Yep.
And he says no at the time,
Of course.
sits on it.
Yep.
Then he, dives in a little bit and solves it in maybe an hour,
Tops, bro.
which is crazy to me.
Insane.
Just shows the level of intelligence that Tony has over anybody.
Anybody.
That's just unbelievable
Yeah.
to me. He's like, oh,
Mobius strip, invert it. All right, run that. Probably won't work.
Somebody said that, I don't really know, I'm not really too smart in this way, but like when he picked up Peter's picture, it was flipped.
What do you mean flipped?
like when he first picked it up, it was flipped, like turned upside down.
Okay.
So he flipped it around.
Yeah.
And somebody said that maybe gave him the idea to make it inverted.
That would make sense.
So that would have been a crazy thing. And that's crazy. If that's true, that's crazy how his mind works.
Correct. I will see an equation and just stare at it and be like, yeah. I don't know how to tell you.
Exactly. And then I said it before about Tony and Cap. I love every scene, just them two together.
Yeah.
Not just this movie, but overall.
Correct. Throughout it's an undefeated duo. Song. Yeah.
Civil War is one of my favorites when he's trying to make him sign.
Yep.
But I just love the Age of Ultron moment. Mm-hmm. And then when he gives him the shield, he's like, why? He made it for you. You know, like he just instantly just like.
Once again, it just shows his growth.
Resentment's corrosive, and I hate it.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
And
besides, I got to get out of here before Morgan takes a sledding.
Yeah.
He's going to kill people with that. You bomb down a hill in that? That's
great sled.
Ripping people's shins off.
That's a great sled.
Oh, bro, it's butter. That's insane.
And then, even though I'm not a fan of Fat Thor.
Yeah.
I'm not jumping too far ahead, am I?
I don't know.
I don't think I am.
I think so.
I am?
Maybe.
Okay, well, I'll stop right there.
I don't know. Yeah. We'll continue that act too.
Continue that act too.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, totally fine. But yeah, that's the end of my points.
Okay. Well, we're going to zip through mine. Let me tell you. This movie is so great. I don't really have a lot. And I did have a lot. And then I realized that 90% of mine were just like, I like that. I like that. Yeah. I was like, I need to get rid of those. So the first one that I have is Endgame was being written when Age of Ultron was released. So when Tony said that's the Endgame up there, that seemed to be a full-on hint and almost Easter egg onto what we were getting later in the MCU.
It gave us the title.
Yeah.
What, 2014?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah. 5 years early?
Yeah.
That's insane.
It was said 2 times before the official title.
Which is nuts.
Doctor Strange.
Yep. Clint, similar to Thor in the aspect that they both got so unlucky. We talked about it in Infinity War for Thor. But for Clint, his entire family was snapped and he was the only one that was left.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a family of 5. 4 of them went away. That's so unlucky.
And the odds of that are insane.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, what if it was just a little boy?
Oh, just got snapped?
Yeah.
That would be an L. No, but no. Like,
what if all of them got snapped and it was him?
Oh, just him. That would suck.
First of all, and speaking of that scene, who the hell puts mayo on a...
No, I agree with that. That's disgusting. Actually, my boss, that's like his favorite.
That's disgusting.
It's disgusting. They did a really, really, really good job at making Robert Downey Jr. look so thin and sick in the beginning of this movie.
Yeah.
Because I ended up looking it up, because Christian Bale he's a very much a method actor. He loses all those weight. He puts on all that weight. He's very rarely does he put on like a fat suit or something.
Yeah.
And I was curious if Robert Downey Jr. did the same, but he was actually getting lean for Sherlock Holmes during this film.
Oh.
So they had to CGI him. And they did a phenomenal job at that.
They did a really good job.
That close-up of his eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, they were so bloodshot. And like
yellowish.
Yeah. It was crazy. The shot of Cap's eye as they hit the jump point when they're going to Thanos. Absolute cinema.
Cinema.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Someone call Martin Scorsese. Scorsese. Jesus.
I love how people kind of call back to that when Tony, the first Avengers film, Tony, when he throws a nuke or guides the nuke to the mothership, it shows his eyes.
Yep.
And like those two scenes are kind of like, in a way, similar.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I love how people kind of like put those together.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Those are some of my favorite edits.
Yeah.
Building off of that, random thought, but do you think that qualified people like, you and I, unfortunately, aren't qualified yet. We're going to get there, though.
Yeah.
But the current qualified people on Earth, are they aware of jump points in space? Like Tony, Cap, Doctor Strange, Wanda, any of those people, would they have any idea that those exist since they are Earthbound heroes?
Probably not. And like when they're in the ship and they just see a hexagon.
Dude.
They're like, what the?
Sick.
I would be like, what the hell was that?
Oh, yeah. Like, this is for sure simulation. Got it.
Yeah, they're like, oh, that's just the jumping point. There's a jumping point?
You know,
like,
what do you mean?
What the fuck is a jumping point?
Cap's like, dude, back in 45, we weren't even up here yet.
Yeah.
You guys have developed wormholes? That's insane. Cap tells Nat that he saw some whales in the bay since nobody's using the waters.
Yeah.
It was like Disney predicted the future with COVID. Just like with the snap, Earth began to heal just like it did with COVID's lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
Conspiracy Clay here. Did Disney start COVID? I don't know. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
They're kind of just warning us.
I mean, Disney's they got ties in everything. Maybe they got ties into Wuhan.
You're talking the wrong guy.
I don't know.
Because I'm a conspiracy theorist. I could see them.
That's what I'm saying.
Disney Maybe Plus, they made a back.
That's what I'm saying.
They're like, okay, we need a little bit more money. We're short, you know, a couple hundred billion.
Let me just run that up in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
The interaction with the kid wanting a picture with Hulk, and then Scott says, oh, you want a picture with me? I'm Ant-Man.
Yeah.
That made me so, so uncomfortable. And if you guys remember, when Tyler and I, we covered Spider-Man 2, or is that 3? I think it's 2.
I'm trying to think of where you're going.
I believe it's 2.
Okay.
I'm not sure which one is worse, Bully Maguire or that scene.
Oh.
It's 2, right? Spider-Man 2? Bully Maguire?
No, 3.
It is 3. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, it is. Venom, duh. Because, yeah, everybody, yeah. So, sorry about that, but I don't know which one is more
comfortable. You were asking me, and I was like, I don't know
where you're
going.
What do you mean?
I don't know where you're going.
Those are both movies. Good job. but, I mean, I literally was watching that part of the movie, and I literally was like, ah. Like, I had to shut my eyes
and
everything. Dude, yeah. And he was like this.
Yeah, he didn't even do a dab.
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't even matter. That's a dab.
Yeah. I hated that. You were speaking about Tony and his like growth and everything like that.
Can I jump to that Hulk scene real quick?
Absolutely.
Sorry. What really triggers me about that scene, it's not even Hulk. It's the kid staring at the camera lens.
Oh yeah.
Twice. He's like looking at the crew.
Yeah.
And then he's staring at the camera.
Yeah, that was
like,
a lot.
Oh, it drives me nuts.
Yeah. Definitely takes you out. Yeah. Takes you out of it.
Oh, sorry.
Back no. I do agree with that. But you were talking about, like, the growth of Tony.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when he's meeting up with Cap. Mm-hmm. And another big pivotal moment in Tony's, growth, I guess you could say, is he figures out time travel.
Yeah.
Just figures it out, like you said. I don't know. An hour, tops.
Less than an hour.
And then because of how many mistakes he's made and how he's learning from them, he goes to Pepper, says it, and then he says, something about it wants me to put it in a box and throw it in the lake.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want me to, I'll drop this and it'll be done with. Obviously she has a great response to that, but I just love the idea of like Tony no longer lives his life for himself. He lives it for his family and he's at all times willing to do whatever he has to make sure that they're okay with him.
Yeah.
And
I think that shifted in the first Avengers movie.
Yeah, I mean, even to an extent, but even, like, look at Infinity War.
Like, slowly started growing.
I was going to say, yeah, because Infinity War, he still left Pepper and went to Doctor Strange and then was left in space.
Yeah.
Could have been like, sorry, Doc, but, like, I just had a dream that we were having a kid.
Yeah.
I can't leave her now.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know, I Tony's great.
You might answer, like, help me answer this question, but so he had the dream.
Yeah.
So was that dream true? Was she pregnant during?
No, there's no way. Because this would be post 5 years. Oh, I mean, she might be.
So, like, was she pregnant and then he was gone for what, a month?
Longer than that.
Longer than a month, but not 5 years.
No.
Came back. Because she's, like, 5 years old.
Yeah, she's able to speak. I don't know much about babies.
So. About five, maybe older. So, like, was she pregnant at that time?
I guess. It would make sense for that. That timeline makes sense for that.
So, I...
No, I never thought about that. That's crazy. He really predicted the future with that. His dreams are crazy. Dude, his dreams are so intelligent.
His dreams are true.
That's crazy. We also find out Multiverse of Madness, when you dream, you're actually living in another timeline.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. It's like...
Oh, that's funny. But is that the end of your...
That is everything I have for you. Act 1 was short, sweet, to the point. I love it.
Let's jump right into Act 2, ladies and gentlemen.
Act 2.
Act 2. Rocket and Hulk head to New Asgard so they can convince Thor to come back and help the team. That's a great scene. Love everything about it.
Don't say that name here.
Yeah, we're actually... You can't say that.
Yeah, we don't say that name here.
New Master 69, is it?
Yeah.
Is it New Master 69?
Which is like supposedly Deadpool, which is even better.
That's so
good. I hate that they added Fortnite to this movie, but I love that.
Yeah.
Continue.
It was big during that time.
I know, but...
There were some really great collabs with Fortnite,
Marvel.
Marvel.
Yeah.
When I played Fortnite... And Thanos was coming towards me. Dude, that was the most terrifying
dude,
thing.
Dude, that's so scary.
Ever. You hear
yeah.
Dude, oh my gosh.
But then someone gets the Thanos skin and hits the Orange Justice. So I'm like, okay, like, what are we doing?
That was a great time. I will get forward to that. But yeah. Right now, you know.
Go to collabs.
Great at collabs. Yeah. I mean, they have everything.
I know.
Back to
that's it. It's really good.
Thor let himself go and constantly blames himself for Thanos, but is finally convinced to come back to the compound to help. Nat finally tracks down Clint, killing the
Yakuza.
Yakuza.
Yes. It's like the Japanese mafia.
Got you. He's a great actor, by the way.
Yeah, he's in Shogun.
Yeah. And she tells him that they have a chance to bring everybody back. Don't.
Don't what?
Don't give me hope.
Don't give me hope.
I wish I gave it to you sooner.
Yeah. God, I love that scene.
Yeah.
It's just pissing rain.
Once everybody is gathered together, they start brainstorming on where the stones have been so they can make a plan to attain them all. After the incredible speech by Cap, they suit up and start the plan. Hulk goes to the Ancient One for the Time Stone. Thor and Rocket go to Asgard for the Aether. Rhodey and Nebula go to Morag for the Power Stone. Clint and Nat go to Vormir for the Soul Stone.
Yep.
Tony and Cap and Scott go for the Mind and Space Stone. The 2014 Nebula has a memory malfunction since our Nebula is now in their timeline, and their memory plays showing that they are there to steal the stone. Back in New York, Tony and Scott's plan doesn't work, so Tony and Cap make an audible, so they travel to the 70s to get the more pin particles and the Tesseract.
I love
great
that
job by Tony.
Yeah, I agree. Do
you
trust
me?
Oh, we're so dialed, bro. We're so dialed. That was crazy.
Back at Asgard, Thor speaks to his mom and recalls Mjolnir, showing he is still worthy, and him and Rocket travel back with the Aether. On Morag, Nebula gets the stones, but she glitches out and doesn't travel back with Rhodey. So she tries to run to the ship. That scene pisses me off. Just recalibrate and go back.
Agreed.
Anyways, so she tries to run to the ship to try to alert Nat and Clint that Thanos knows, but he arrives and beams her onto a ship. 2014 Nebula tells Thanos she would never betray him and tells her that he knows and she will have a chance to prove it. And that is the end of Lact 2. Act 2, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, Act 8. phenomenal Act 2, brother.
Thank
that
you.
That was a great job.
Thank you.
Out of you. This movie. Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen.
But Nebula, come on.
I do agree with that. Bang.
You know?
So we're going to skim through mine really quick,
okay. Obviously.
Yeah. So Clint, a.k.a. Ronan, at this time, his new suit, unbelievable. Best mm-hmm. he's ever had. I think best he will forever ever have. There's something about the blade, man.
It's so nice. It's so incredible.
Yeah, bro. And he's so good with it.
Yeah.
Would have been cool to see a little bit of training with that.
Yeah.
I'm sick and tired of watching him whip people with a bow.
Yeah.
Let's just constantly just carry the sword while we're at it. Question for the audience.
Mm.
Vormir, planet where you get the Soul Stone. It's the very center of celestial existence?
Vormir, a dominion of death, at the very center of celestial existence.
So does that mean, is that where the first Celestial was born? Did they create that? Is that where everything runs through? We found out in Eternals that they have, like, that full planet made with all those memories.
Yeah.
Is that where those are housed? There's so many questions.
I don't have an answer. I don't know.
Yeah, me neither.
So maybe they can go, you guys can comment a full in-depth.
I would love that.
Definition of...
I would love that.
Why
yeah.
it is the center of celestial life.
Agreed. I think that'd be nice. Rocket does some rogue commentating here. He's trying to give Thor a pep talk. You know, the Guardians, they're a family. They're all dialed. They love each other. Rocket says, I even miss the girl with the antennas.
Yeah.
Like Mantis has done so much for you guys.
So much.
She literally slumped Thanos.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
And there's probably
about?
Been some, like, we haven't seen in a movie or a scene, she's probably helped you out.
Absolutely. Going to bed. Yeah.
You know?
Anything.
Like, I can't fall asleep. Oh, okay.
Boop.
Sleep.
Yeah. That'd Come be on. So great.
That'd be amazing. I need that more than anything.
That's what I'm saying. Also, during that scene when he's giving Thor that pep talk, I am shocked that Rocket never brought up, like, the determination that Thor had on Nevadilir during Infinity War.
Yeah, to hype him up.
Yeah, like, that was such a triumphant moment for Thor.
Yeah.
One, he got a brand new weapon, but also, like, the determination that he had to kill Thanos. And he's now building up to get back at Thanos again in this movie. Like, why would you... Like, I just feel like that's something... Like, that would be the first thing that came to mind.
Reactivate him.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, I have another shot?
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I'd be so dialed if someone that said that to me. When Thanos shows up in the alternate timeline in 2014, he gets beamed onto a ship covered in blood. He's wiping off that helicopter blade of a sword. And he looks so menacing.
So this menacing.
Movie, incredible.
Incredible.
You were talking about in the first act here about the finger football, him and Nebula. Obviously, that paid off because Tony flicks Scott onto 2012's Tony.
Yeah.
And it's with precision.
Precision.
You don't just randomly do that.
I'm just confused how that 2012 Tony doesn't see a fucking little guy.
That's what I'm saying.
Running up his
arm. I just saw a gnat near my shoulder.
Yeah.
Who's texting me?
Who's texting me?
Sorry.
But yeah, I don't know. That it was pretty fire. I mean, it's kind of like a fun little callback of...
Yeah.
You got to think about it a little bit, but... I don't know if I'm hitting that.
I'm not hitting that. That's personally. What I'm saying. It's too small.
That's what I'm saying.
You know?
Yeah. And you also don't want to, crush Scott with the momentum. One of my few qualms about this movie that I have is when they're all in the elevator leaving with the Tesseract, they make Hulk take the stairs, and they make Hulk talk. He's like, oh, Hulk hates stairs.
Yeah.
And it's not perfect grammar, but it's more than what Hulk was saying in that 2012 movie. And I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like that. At all.
Take the stairs. Hate the stairs.
So many stairs. I get it, but dude,
there's only a couple lines. So
yeah.
And then if you think about it, in the 2012 movie, there's not really much to talk.
That is true.
For Hulk.
That is true. Also, why couldn't you just jump over the middle of the stairs and just
That's
fall down?
That's what I was thinking. Just fall down.
That's you're faster in the elevator at that point. The Ancient One explains to Bruce that the Infinity Stones create the flow of time, and if you take one away, it causes a branch in the timeline.
Yeah.
That is vastly different than what we find out in Loki. So is the Ancient One being fed knowledge that is incorrect because she is not on this multiverse magnitude of knowledge? Or were they just shit, we already talked about this, but now we're going to revert it to the correct version of Loki? I mean, I like to think that everything in Marvel is pre-planned, so I like to follow with the first one, that her knowledge is relatively narrow compared to a multiversal idea and a Kang.
Yeah, if you think about it, Kang probably planned everything for, people not to figure out what the actual truth is.
Correct.
So he probably just fed them false information.
Yeah. The only downside to my theory is that she literally knows who Dormammu is, which is, you know...
Yeah.
He's not a multiversal threat, but he is quite a threat.
Yeah. He's a dimensional threat. Or I'm just spewing. I might just be spewing.
He's in a different realm.
He's in a different realm.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Alternate reality. And then I felt like I schemed when I wrote this. I feel like I cooked when I wrote this. I'm gassing myself.
Okay.
But... You talked about how you don't really like Fat Thor, but you like some aspects of it, and you actually brought up the whole grieving aspect, which I love, and I could not agree more. That's why
I haven't got to that yet, but...
Oh, my bad.
It's fine.
Whoops. Yeah. just took your bar for bar, my bad, brother.
Totally fine.
But I do feel like the reason why Thor did let himself go so much was that he no longer has his hammer, and that was kind of like a justification for him to find out if he was worthy or not.
Yep.
And not having his hammer since Ragnarok, that's got to hurt. You know, not having that just constant reminder of I'm still that guy.
Yeah.
I'm still that guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So maybe just on top of everything else, losing Asgardians, losing Asgard, not knowing if you're worthy, killing Thanos too late, that's all got to add up.
It's got to add up. I think Thanos was just, way just so big. Like, he was right there.
Yeah. You know? If he was 10 seconds earlier, he would have been fine.
And then Thanos saying you should have gone for the head.
That was just literally salt in the wound, dude. That was so disrespectful.
That's what really got him, I feel like.
I agree. I mean, he does a callback in this movie.
You die for that.
Yeah, that was so hard. That was so hard.
Dude, when Thanos, like, yells right there, he's like...
You really hit that. But that's what I have for you.
All right. Well... Speaking of Fat Thor and his grief.
My bad, totally fine.
I was going to say it when I... That was my stopping point. Yeah. So. Even though I'm not the biggest fan of Fat Thor.
Yeah.
Him dealing with his grief, I did enjoy.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of just...
I literally stole that from you. Yeah.
Totally fine.
I also... I feel like that's one reason why I really love Iron Man 3 so much. Is because you get to see the anxiety of Tony. 100%. And I love that.
Yeah. I do like that aspect in Iron Man 3.
The whole movie's dog shit.
Garbage.
But that aspect of the movie is great. Really there's good. A really good scene, in my opinion.
All Iron Man movies are really good character developments for Iron Man, but the stories...
So terrible.
...are not good.
Correct.
That's where I have a problem with.
Mm-hmm. Continue.
But another character that I enjoyed that dealt with his grief was Hawkeye, or at this moment in time, Ronan, aka Clint Barton.
Correct.
What's happening here?
Did you see the smoke?
Oh, no, I haven't. No, I don't see it.
I don't see it. Damn it, it's because of lights.
I was so confused.
My water's so cold that my breath is making it frost.
Oh. No, I don't see it. I'm sorry.
I mean, it's not getting picked up on the camera. Now it just looks stupid breathing into my water. Why am I breathing into my water?
We can just cut that part out.
I guess. Continue.
It still blows my mind that the quantum suits were all CGI.
Every single one.
The only part that was like, oh, that's CGI was when they're doing a test run when Scott had the helmet on.
Yeah.
Just kind of fitting his face into it. But like the suit itself. Looked
unbelievable,
especially the scene when Hawkeye goes to see his family. The suit looks so
unbelievable.
It
looks so good.
It looks so real.
My biggest qualm with the suits, and I understand why they had to do it because of Rhodey can't walk, but I don't like the War Machine look of it. I like everyone else's this clean cut, like nice, and then it's just him just.
And I had another question too about the suits. Is like Thor has so much hair. And a beard, like when he says bye to his mom.
Yeah.
And he puts his helmet on. The helmets come on like this. So like, would his beard go up and his hair go on like this so you can't see? You know what I'm saying?
Block of it. What? It would. That's funny.
When they do the time, when they're about to do the time heist, Cap's speech is, I think, probably the greatest Cap. In America speech.
I was going to say, it's for sure my number one.
Whatever it takes, like, come on. How do you make that up on the spot?
I know.
And then Rocket.
That's got to be a part of the serum, bro.
Yeah, and Rocket is just like, he's really good at that. And then Scott, from a callback from Civil War, he's like, I know, right? Yeah, it's like,
it's so good. I can't think of, like, I mean, there's a lot of really good Cap ones, but dude.
Age of Ultron is one of my favorites, too.
Absolutely.
I can't remember it, but it's like, Ultron thinks that we're, like, the monsters. And this is a question to see if he's right. Something like along those lines. Just really hit, you know?
Yeah. But, dude.
He has really good speeches.
And then, like, even in Infinity War, when him and Tony are talking, it's not really a speech, but, like, the whole, like, we have to get him. If we lose, we'll do that together.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Like, that was kind of a speech, and that's a really good one.
Yeah.
But this is just tears. We're talking tears above. That much better.
Up here.
Up here!
And then now they're in the Time Heist. Yep. And one of my favorite scenes, there's a lot of them in the Time Heist. 2012 is one of my favorites.
It's bread and butter.
Because... That is America's ass.
That is America's
ass. That's a great scene.
Yeah.
But one of my favorites was...
Tony saying something about Cap's ass. Your old suit did nothing for your ass. Yeah. It's so good. Yeah. Sorry.
You're fine. But one of my favorite scenes was the callback to the elevator scene for Cap. And to hear him say, it's all right. Hail, I Hydra. Like,
oh.
And it's a kind of a callback to a comic.
Yep.
Him being controlled by Hydra.
Yep.
I thought that was so cool. And like, they were just flabbergasted. Like,
yeah.
Well, oh my God. What?
He's Cap's, on our team?
Cap's on our side.
Oh, we're dialed.
It's over.
Hydra's not losing.
We're not losing.
Yeah. Also, shout out Paco on New York. They just won today.
Yeah.
Loser's bracket run. They're making great. Optic, top 12. Literally just one last major. L, continue.
Hail Hydra.
Hail Hydra, bro. He went federal. Put the whole team on his back. We're 33-19 first map. Oh, my God.
And then I love how Thor is able to talk to his mom. And I think
it was a really nice closure for him.
And it was needed.
It was absolutely needed.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I don't think about
Witch's boy.
Yeah.
You know, like she knows. I thought it was so good.
That was so good. What happened to your eye? Oh, remember we got hit with the broadsword. Yeah. Like that was honestly a good excuse.
I forgot what the beginning part what she said, but she's like, a failure? Yes. And he's like, well, that's a bit harsh.
That was kind of mean. Yeah. No key.
And then I think my final point before I step too far ahead was it's so crazy to me that Thanos was holding a Pym particle.
Yeah.
Just like that crossover, Hank Pym and Thanos.
You'd never see that.
You'd never see that. Just like that's him holding a Pym particle is just so weird to me.
And Hank's developing this stuff in the 70s.
Yeah.
And up until this time, there never once has it crossed his mind that this is going to go to space, let alone be held by a Mad Titan. Sorry.
Mad Titan.
I had a little hiccup thing going.
The most dangerous
person. The most dangerous person.
It's just like...
And then if that doesn't... Like, I mean, then I guess none of it. But like, they don't find that Pym particle, Thanos doesn't come back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that was such an L.
And it's crazy how like super advanced Thanos' team is.
Yeah.
To find like this thing. Like, oh, that's how they're
going back. We know exactly what this is. They just reverse engineered it in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
But that is all my points for Act 2.
Okay.
And I'm ready for Act 3.
Well, let's jump right into it. Brother. Act 3, ladies and gentlemen. At the base, Tony enters a secret facility and secures the Tesseract and is almost caught by his father, Howard. Cap creates a diversion to sneak into Hank Pym's lab to secure more particles and is almost caught by some guards, but he hides in Peggy's office. 2014 Nebula makes herself look like our Nebula so she can blend in. Clint and Nat get to the top of Vormir and meet Red Skull. After a sad conversation, Nat is able to sacrifice herself so Clint can obtain the Soul Stone.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody arrives back in their mission and realizes what happened to Nat. Tony creates his own gauntlet and adds all the stones to it, and Hulk snaps it since he was, like, born for it. That's the one. I was like, dude.
Hulk, I was made for this.
Yeah. I understand where you're coming from, but, like, say it not weird.
Yeah.
Like, are you trying to riz me through the screen? Hulk snaps while... While Hulk snaps, 2014 Nebula sneaks back into the time machine and brings the past Thanos to our timeline. Thanos bombs the compound, splitting everybody apart.
Obliterates it.
Dude, like, it just turns the whole thing to rubble.
How is Clint alive?
That's what I'm saying. I'm sick of it, brother. Sick of it. Plot armor goes crazy.
Yeah.
Gamora releases our Nebula to help stop Thanos. Cap, Tony, and Thor watch Thanos from afar, and Thor does an incredible suit-up scene. They all walk down to kill him properly.
Mm-hmm.
Thor is overrun by Thanos when Mjolnir raises from the ground, and Thanos is hit by it, and it is shown that Cap is wielding Mjolnir. Oh my God, that's so incredible.
So
that crowd went electric.
Electric.
Oh my God. I saw popcorn flying.
Yeah.
Literally. Cap does his best, but he's still knocked down, but he gets back up because he can do this all day when he hears Sam in his earpiece, and everybody appears behind Cap.
Get knocked out and I get up again. Sorry.
What?
When you said gets knocked out and gets up again, get knocked down and I get up again. You never heard that song?
No.
Oh, never mind.
You introduced me to two songs, Dive In and Now That.
Yeah.
But everybody appears behind Cap and Doctor Strange portals. The most intricate fight scene in the MCU begins, which involves the Avengers keeping the gauntlet away from Thanos. Captain Marvel comes in clutch and stands as toe-to-toe with Thanos until she is given a punch that sends her to space. GG. Tony gets the stones from Thanos and says, I am Iron Man.
Beautiful.
And snaps, sacrificing his life for the greater good. Tony starts his monologue, which ends up being a recording of himself to his daughter in case something happened to him during the time heist.
Mm-hmm.
Cap goes back to return all the stones and comes back an old man and gives Sam the shield. And that is going to be the end of the movie. Oh my God, this movie's so good.
It's so good.
Oh my God. It's so good. If you guys haven't seen this film,
I don't know what you're doing if you haven't seen
this. Subscribe to the channel and then go watch
it. But if you like just started getting into Marvel, I'm so jealous. Jealous of you.
No, actually, I'm not. Because they'll never have the Endgame experience in theaters.
Yeah, but like to watch it one more time.
Oh, yeah.
For the first time.
Yeah.
Oh, it'd be so good.
Yeah. And this is one of those movies that like you can't even sit on for 10 years and then go watch it again and forget.
Yeah.
Because of how impactful, especially for us, it was.
Yeah.
Like for me, Interstellar, my favorite movie of all time. I can pretty much watch the whole thing in my head because I have it memorized. Mm-hmm. But after like 5 years, I lose a lot of detail and I go back and watch it. And I'm like, oh my God, this movie's also so good.
I've never watched it in theater.
Oh my God, it's coming soon.
I know.
We're going to dial that in.
We're dialing that. Yeah. Well, it's July, right? It's in July.
I believe.
It's a great month.
Great month.
Deadpool and Wolverine.
That's, oh my God.
I think it's in the same kind of.
Oh yeah.
We could do a little movie.
We're gonna have to run it up.
Their movie.
Movie-a-thon?
Movie-a-thon.
There we go.
Thank you.
I got you.
Because I feel like it comes out like one of the same days, or it's out.
I'm gonna say it's like the 24th, and Deadpool comes out on like the 27th or something.
Yeah, that's gonna be the discussion of which we're gonna watch first. It's gotta be Deadpool because you're gonna watch it. I'm fucking anticipating to watch that movie.
Well, but Interstellar's only out for like a week.
Oh, okay. Okay, we'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it off air. Yeah, off the camera. No, I'm so good.
Let's run through the points,
brother.
All right. It would have been crazy to see Cap go to Vormir to see Red Skull because it's just the crossover.
Yeah, a little backstory.
But it kind of just brings up a question of who Cap would have been with. Would have been with Nat?
Mm-hmm.
It would have been would have made the most sense, I feel like, because their love for each other.
Yeah. Great bond.
But like I wonder who's partner would have been. It would have been crazy if it was like Cap and Tony.
I feel like if it happened for the teams that they split up into, it would make sense for it to be Tony and Cap.
Yeah.
But because of the situation that they're walking into, I do feel like it would had to have been Cap and Nat. Because they do still have that history.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, talking about Winter Soldier, everything along those lines, even in Age of Ultron when he's like, you know, I know what it's like when she flirts kind of thing.
Yeah.
It would make sense, still like follow that same path, and then Nat can still kill herself. Mm-hmm. RIP Bozo, little dog water with your earnings. So, but that would have been really cool. And just to see Steve and Red Skull again.
Yeah.
Steve Rogers.
That's what I'm saying.
Fuck,
like,
you're back.
Yeah.
Breaks character.
I'll get back to that point too about Steve Cap seeing Red Skull again.
Ooh, okay.
But, it would have been so dope.
Been cool.
Especially with this new Red Skull.
Yeah.
Cooler. Red Skull.
Much cooler.
Yeah. And then, don't you think... I mean, I wouldn't have wanted him to snap his fingers. But, like, don't you think Thor could have snapped? Because I don't know the science or the abilities that Stormbreakers brings to Thor.
Mm-hmm.
But just from my knowledge from Infinity War.
Yep.
He took the power from a...
Dying star. Yep.
And... Also got flown and absolutely obliterated his head.
GG'd his cranium.
So it looks like he was about to die there.
Absolutely.
Stormbreaker comes in, is mm-hmm. fully
yep.
revived.
Yep.
So like, would he get revived?
I mean, you make a great point on the healing aspect. I don't know if that is a Stormbreaker thing. I think maybe it was just like... no, actually, I think it does, to an extent, like, bring him back to, like a rejuvenation of sorts. I think Thor, in a different mindset, in a clearer headspace, could have absolutely, but I think because of what's happening to him mentally, I don't think that it would have been as well done as what Hulk could have done.
Infinity War, Thor?
Snap his fingers? I mean, there would have been no reason. Well, I guess, yeah, if we're bringing that Thor here, yeah, I think absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just would have been interesting.
Dude, my nose is so itchy. It's like so dry, and it's driving me insane.
Dude, it's been so dry.
Dude, I bet I look like Rudolph right now.
It's a little red.
I've been going in on it, brother.
Hopefully the mic hasn't picked up that.
Oh, God. Well, it definitely picked up on yours now.
Sorry, guys. And then after Smart Hulk snaps, I'm really bummed that we didn't get to see any visions.
Really. That would have been really cool.
Like Tony's, we didn't get to see Tony's vision. We kind of saw like a, not a, like an extra scene of it. Or a, not an extra scene, a, what am I?
What are you referencing?
A deleted scene.
Oh, okay, yes.
Of Tony talking to Morgan. But mm-hmm. it would have been cool to see, after Smart Hulk snaps his fingers, mm-hmm. seeing that maybe in yeah. the Soul Realm.
Yeah, kind of like what they did for Infinity War when Thanos saw baby Gamora. Yeah.
Did you do it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did it take?
Everything. So good.
Oh, I gotta. Oh wait.
Okay. And then we get the battle.
But the battle of the MCU, in my opinion.
The brutality of Thanos.
Oh,
during
of the big three, yeah.
The big three battle.
Yeah.
Was just amazing, and I love how it's the big three. I love that.
And Thanos
and
really
I love
said
how they did that.
Fuck the big three.
Yeah.
It's just big me.
Yeah.
It's literally what he did to them.
You cannot live with your own failures. Where did that bring you?
Back to me.
Dude. That whole, like, before they that battle is so good.
It's so good.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so good, though.
I'll build a new universe. Teeming with life. I just love his voice. It's so good.
Josh Brolin
is
unbelievable, dude.
The shot of Cap standing up against Thanos and his army is just true, beautiful cinema.
Yep.
I've been trying for the life of me. I've been trying to find like a 4K image. Mm-hmm. Of that photo, so I can
have
that. I think
I saw it on Twitter. I can give it to you.
Have that as my desktop.
Yeah.
I've been wanting that.
I think I can find it for you.
Forever.
I think I saw it yesterday.
It's beautiful.
It's unbelievable.
Because I've had it before, but it was just bad quality.
Yeah. Like 480.
I need like crisp.
You zoom in, you can see the hair follicles on Cap. Yeah, of course.
And then I kind of, there's so much in this battle, so I kind of wanted to gather it all up.
I love that.
The end battle scene was amazing. Mm-hmm. All the reunions were amazing. Mm-hmm. Sam saying, on your left, the Cap. Tony and Pete. Gamora and Star-Lord. That's a funny reunion.
You missed it the first time. And then you hit both the second time.
Tony confronting Doctor Strange.
Yep.
Wanda getting a little bit of a revenge on Thanos.
Which is nice.
Captain Marvel coming in and shifting the momentum of the battle.
Absolutely.
And finally, Tony outsmarting the Titan by taking all of the Infinity Stones with his nanotech technology.
Absolutely.
And seeing Thanos' legs turn to jelly.
As we're told in Infinity War.
Yeah, after he realized he lost.
He lost.
The emotion of Tony's death, especially in the theater, was amazing. The immediate respect and love everybody had for him. Mm-hmm. And one thing I kind of wish that, and would have been amazing, is everybody that participated in that battle, besides like our main characters that were at the funeral, it would have been amazing to see the entire
everybody.
Army. I don't want to put disrespect on our names, but like the extras that were in the fight scene.
Yeah.
All of them watching like that funeral scene, that would have been. That'd have been a great shot. I do appreciate the small funeral.
Yeah,
it's a private funeral.
Yeah, private. It's just the people that are, were affected the most.
Exactly. But that would have been super cool.
Absolutely.
But it would have. It's just so many amazing things happened in this battle, and this movie, and it's just plain beautiful. This is a great film.
Yeah.
The only thing I kind of just gripe and wish, and there's rumors that it might happen, but I wish it happened sooner because it's been 4 years.
Now it's like delayed.
Almost 5 years.
Yeah, it's not worth.
I wish we got a series or just a little part of Cap returning the stones. Maybe going to Vormir and talking to Red Skull. Or finalizing it. Or like he did all, returned all the stones besides the Tesseract and he goes back to 1945 where he meets Peggy and then they meet. And that's where his end scene is.
That'd been nice.
I thought that would have been really nice.
Yeah.
But that's That's all my points for Act 3 in this beautiful movie.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I love it.
Infinity Saga.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, the only other bundle of films I can even say that have as good of a bow on them is the Guardians trilogy. Yeah. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Like, nothing even comes close.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
But yeah, I wanted to ask you this before I forget.
Okay.
Infinity War, Endgame. Which movie do you think has more quotable lines from Thanos? Because Thanos has bars in both. We both agree Thanos is top echelon, the GOAT. He's got the most screen time, everything. Straight bars out of them. Oh.
To me, it's not fair to compare both because you might have a different take on it. But to compare both because Infinity War was more of like a... Thanos was the main character. So he's
had
a lot
screen
more screen time.
He did.
So he had... Infinity War, he has got just some amazing lines. But... the end battle scene.
Yeah.
The big three. Like, that's that dialogue right there is like.
I've known you well before this, but after this movie came out, you went on a generational run for 3 years of just like, I'd walk in your room and be like, yo, it's good, Gonzo. And you would just like, just spew out, like, you could not live with your own failure.
Yeah.
Where did that bring you?
Yeah.
Like, you went on a generational run of saying that. And that's why I want to ask, because that one seemed to stick with you the most.
It definitely did.
But that is one line versus the amount of the Infinity War. So that I just wanted to kind of pick your brain about that. They're both phenomenal. It's
but
hard to
that,
compare.
See, like, you could not live with your own family. Like, come on.
Yeah. That's so tough.
How do you think of that?
That's right, dude. The writers, the pencil must have been on fire.
Yeah.
Like that Gunna thing.
Yep. We're all types of stubborn.
You know, I loved
so
it.
So good.
All right. Well, let me skim through mine and we'll be good on to the next.
Yeah. And then another great little dialogue of his quotes is after when Cap stands against the army.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, all the, what does he say? He's like, all my time. With battles, slaughter.
Yeah.
It was never personal.
Yeah. Yeah. But
what I'm about to do to your tiny, annoying little planet, I'm going to enjoy it.
Yeah. That was so hard.
Very, very much.
That was so hard.
So unbelievable.
That was, oh my God. That was such a good.
Shred this planet to its last atom. Like, come on.
Its last atom is insane.
And build a new one. Sorry.
Damn it. Life.
It's so good. So
not knowing what they lost, but only knowing what they've been given.
Born out of blood.
They'll never know it.
Like, come on.
I know, we can go bar for bar right now. All right. We do get our GOAT. Our GOAT cameo, Stan Lee.
Yes.
Obviously. But my personal take on it, one of the worst. It has nothing to do with the whole, like, the make peace, whatever.
Love, not war.
Yeah, I just, the whole, it's his last. You really cooked up the best cameo they could have done, and I felt like there's no way they didn't come up with that idea, and they decided against it. Like, there's no way they didn't think of that.
I don't think they thought of it. I personally, I'm not trying to, like, make me, like, look like a fucking
just the goat.
Stud, but, like, I don't think that, because, like, there's no way you're going to pass up that one.
I don't know, man.
It's so simple. It really is.
That's what I'm saying. That's how I think. That's why I think that there's no way they didn't think of it.
Oh, it would have been so
I
good.
I agree.
It would have. I'm not even kidding. That part right there.
Yeah.
I would have had Endgame higher than Infinity War. Like,
that's
literally.
Valid.
Like, that would have done it. Money for me. Continue on.
No, you're fine. And I do agree. It also would have hit $3.5 billion.
Yeah.
And the first weekend. Howard Stark, his father, tells Tony Stark, his son, the greater good has rarely outweighed my self-interest. Do you think that might have pushed Tony into the direction of snapping, or do you think he was already mentally prepared to do that and make that sacrifice play?
I like where you're going with it.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of, like, all the different timelines that Doctor Strange looked at.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, did Tony, like, did every single one of those timelines, did Tony always talk to his dad?
Mm.
And, like, was this the one that, like, he talked to his dad?
Yeah.
You know? So, like, that question comes up. But, like, I could definitely see it, yes. That could have definitely played a part.
I think it played a part, but I think Tony was already, like, kind of in the prep phase of, like,
I think
I'm ready.
Biggest moment was Tony looking at Doctor Strange.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I think that was the one reality. Like,
the one.
Doctor Strange is looking over like, motherfucker.
Yeah, you gotta dial this in.
No, he's like, you better look at me.
Yeah,
please
facts.
Look at me.
Also, that whole fight scene, I can't believe they took the second most overpowered person on the whole battlefield and just made him hold up water.
It's...
I understand why he did it.
Well,
get Wong on it, brother.
Yeah,
you are the Sorcerer Supreme.
I think, yeah, it's...
But it's got to be
when
like that.
Saw
why.
It, he's like, oh.
Yeah, this is going to ruin it.
It down to 100
yeah.
or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
It was necessary for him to do it, and
he's
I understand
like,
it.
You know?
That was like his purpose in that reality
yeah.
for the reason why they win. But taking that part out of it, like, what are we doing?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, when Peggy leaves the office... when Cap is hiding,
mm-hmm.
She said something like someone comes in and she's like, oh, I heard about the lightning strikes, the weather reports. And she goes, oh, that's not lightning. That's, and then the audio cuts off. I just have a weird inkling that has something to do with Thor and Loki doing something silly on Earth. I couldn't find anything, perchance, but that doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. I don't know all the comics, so there could have been more comic related thing. Or, because, I mean, we know Loki is D.B. Cooper.
Yeah.
And there's been several other stories of Loki being on Earth doing stupid stuff. I wish I would have found something to where I can give you like the root of the evidence.
It definitely could have been, for sure.
That's what I'm saying. Another fun question for you,
okay.
like to pick your brain about. How does Hawkeye get the Soul Stone when Nat sacrifices herself? Because what we learn in Infinity War is that a person has to sacrifice what they love most to get the Soul Stone. A soul for a soul.
Yeah.
You have to sacrifice a soul to get the Soul Stone. Nat sacrifices herself. Clint does not sacrifice her. He tries to stop her several times. You know what I mean? Like, there's not a purpose.
So, if Gamora stepped off the cliff...
I don't think Thanos gets it. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
Like, is that an ignorant take?
No, it's not an ignorant
take. Heck yeah. Cool, guys.
Could
I'm
be
not
like,
ignorant.
It's a reach, but it's a fair reach.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's this far. It's not...
Yeah.
That's fine. You know, I'll take that.
But, like, I understand it. But I think, not to get corny here, but I think love is, like, kind of, like, the main ingredient.
Absolutely.
For it.
Yeah. I mean, Red Skull says it. You have to sacrifice what you love most.
Yeah. So.
That's why Gamora's like, hey, you don't love anything.
Yeah.
Those tears are
But
for
I think
you.
The most important thing was a soul
sorry,
for
one.
A soul.
Yeah.
So I think regardless.
That makes sense.
Of Clint, if he did just fucking.
Bye, Nat.
Bye, Nat.
Crazy pull the Thanos.
Yeah,
that'd be
nuts. But yeah, that is an interesting thing. I don't know the answer.
And my follow up
yeah.
to said conversation: why wouldn't Nebula say anything about what's about to happen on Vormir? She knew it in Infinity War.
Yeah,
you're not gonna. Hey guys, by the way, on top of everything else, we learned about the Aether, the Soul Stone, Space Stone, Vormir. Someone's gonna die.
Well, she doesn't exactly know, and she did actually. Now thinking about it. She did actually say it in the meeting.
That is true.
Because Scott says you're not actually, it.
Yeah, you're so right.
And Nat's like taking notes, which is so sad.
Ah, that makes my whole point irrelevant because she did say something.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. But I do agree that Nebula is an L.
In that aspect, yes.
In the movie. Because still pisses me off. Like, sync up. I mean, you still showed up the same time, you know?
Agreed.
Could have just like, he knows. Let me get back.
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
Agreed. I never realized this because I'm slightly dense.
Yeah.
But when it's showing everybody prep for Hulk to snap, Tony's like, activate Barn Protocol.
Yeah.
And everything like that. You know, Rocket steps behind Thor and Cap's got the shield. Tony steps closer to Clint and then puts up his shield, which, by the way, in and of itself, he did his upgrade. Like I talked about in Infinity War, how every time his suit has upgraded, it went from nanotech shield to now being not part of his suit, but almost like a force field.
Do you know why that was?
Why?
Because when he was on the planet Titan fighting Thanos.
Yeah, he burned through it.
He burned through the nanotech.
Yeah.
So like his nanotech was
depleted.
So
yeah.
He needed a hologram shield. So
correct.
It wouldn't mess up his nanotech, which is so sick.
So intelligent. That's
yeah.
what I mean. It's like he always builds off of the worst part of his suit. But I never realized that he takes a step closer to Clint and is like, yo, get behind this, like, just in case. And that's, it's something that, like, we rarely see a Clint and Tony duo.
Yeah.
But it does, it's a little, like, little one of these of, like, showing, like, yeah, you're like, you are my dog still.
It's just crazy to me. Like, they're putting their shields up and everything.
Yeah.
If something bad actually happened,
they're fucked.
Dead.
They're dead.
You know?
They're dead.
I feel like Hulk should be in, like, a chamber.
Thor might have survived it. Yeah. Because we had that conversation. I mean, he is still the strongest Avenger.
Yeah.
And mentally, you don't need a good mental to, you know, withstand an explosion.
Yeah.
But the rest are geez. Rocket, you could eat him. He's going to be fried chicken.
Yeah. Fried, yes.
Like, I don't know what to tell
Hawkeye,
you.
Hawkeye's dead. Should have been dead. But
correct.
Plot armor.
Insane plot armor. And then to kind of, the whole end fight scene, incredible. The big three and then the whole army was incredible. But one of the major things that I loved, and we talked about this when we covered Avengers, was the duo that Tony and Thor have. And then in Age of Ultron, the duo that they have. And then in this movie, the duo of Tony and Thor, when he's like, hit me.
Okay,
and
Thor.
Hit me.
Yeah.
Was incredible.
Yeah.
And then Thor tosses Mjolnir like a baseball and hits it with Stormbreaker. Oh my God.
That's unbelievable.
That's breaking a sound barrier.
Yeah. Yeah. And Tony eats it.
Dude, that was such an L. Thanos grabs him like he's about to split him in half and just punk.
Because he was.
He was about to.
Because there's a comic of him actually splitting him in half. So realistically, Thor saved him.
That's, I mean, unlucky save, but a save nonetheless. Yeah, yeah, dude. Like, just full on. Just unbelievable. Loved it.
And Thanos' blade.
Yeah.
When he spins it.
Mm-hmm.
That's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
What if he went like this? I'm Harry Poppins, y'all.
It's Mary Poppins.
Oh, Mary Poppins.
Harry Potter and Mary Poppins. Was just, and then obviously, I mean, Cap went on a generational run with Mjolnir.
Yeah.
When he threw his shield, threw Mjolnir at it, which like popped him in the back, was unbelievable.
It's also a callback from Age of Ultron.
It's me. All right.
It's so good.
What do you mean?
When it's the start of Age of Ultron, when they're, you know, they're
firing. Oh, and they boom.
Looks like they're lining up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Boom. That's so and right.
The first Avengers movie as well.
I didn't think about that.
And the first Avengers
movie. Yeah. Bam. You're cooking.
Yeah.
You're cooking.
I got you.
Get out of the kitchen. I've been to a couple funerals in my life.
Okay.
Unlucky. You don't really pass out compliments. Obviously, it's a time for mourning.
Yeah.
Right? But T'Challa was so fitted at Tony's funeral.
He's fitted.
I'm dapping him up.
Yeah, I agree with you. But, like, come on. We gotta give credit where credit is due. Drax is wearing a shirt.
I know, that was crazy. His nipples must be going nuts.
They're going through it.
Yeah. But, yeah, he is.
Black Panther's dripped out.
I mean, he's always honestly, dripped out. Yeah, correct. I was going to be one of my things is that we talked about who's like the drippiest in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. We said Tom Hiddleston, aka Loki, which I love that. But I do think T'Challa might be a close second.
Second, for sure.
And also Brie Larson, I'm a sucker for a woman in a pantsuit, and she looked great in that.
Yeah,
personally.
She looked good, yeah. Hope Dan Vine looks really good. She's usually swagged out.
Dan Vine?
Is it Van Fine.
Van Dyne.
Van Dyne.
He missed it too late. Dyslexia.
Sorry.
We're good.
Yeah.
Do you think that any part of Cap regrets staying in those times? Like, 45 was great. No more World War II. Hitler's gone. But the food and just
not staying in those times, you mean?
Regrets no, because he stayed in those times with Peggy.
Oh.
At the end there.
Okay, yeah.
Do you think there's any part that regrets him because the food and medicine just got so much better with time?
Yeah.
So he's like stuck there eating soup. Stews?
No, I don't. He's old fashioned.
That is true. That is true.
He probably did enjoy watching YouTube or just going on the internet.
Had to have.
You know?
Had to have.
But like knowing what's coming, dude, he's literally set up.
I was going to say, dude, he could go back and just make $1 billion.
So much money.
Yeah.
An absurd amount.
What's Google? Invest.
Just, yeah.
There's new company, Apple. Give them all of our money.
Yeah, you could just do that and like, that's not suspicious. Like, obviously.
That's just a Hail Mary.
Lottery ticket.
Exactly.
You know, but like.
I mean, if you hit the trifecta, someone's going to start. Like, you hit Bitcoin.
Just bet on, just do Google. You'll be
Google will be fine. Agreed. Yeah. And then for me, you talked about it, and I believe it was Age of Ultron, the credit scene with the statue. Wasn't that Age of Ultron? Yes. Yeah. For me, and I do love that that credit scene, but for me, this is by far my favorite with them, you know, it's got like the characters posing with their autograph and then shows their name. It was so buttery.
Standing ovation on the movie theater.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It was insane.
So good.
And then my last point before we do the rating is Thaddeus Ross. The last time we see him.
Rest in peace.
William Hurt, you know, RIP. You really were insane.
Yeah.
In this movie, all the movies you've been in the past, I mean, you've been in so many. He has one of those faces. To me, he reminds me of like a Clint Eastwood.
Yeah,
like
he's got a recognizable
face. Yeah, sure. Like he's definitely burned into my memory more than a lot of other actors.
Yes.
And I don't know. That was definitely a tragic loss for us. Mm-hmm. And now we're getting, oh my God, what's his name? Indiana Jones.
Oh,
Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford, which is, I actually like, I don't mind. I think he's going to be a good Thaddeus Ross.
The issue with him is that if he doesn't care about the movie, he doesn't try in the acting.
Yeah. Seen that in Star Wars.
That's what I'm saying. And if he doesn't care about Star Wars, why is he going to care about this?
I mean, like, younger Star Wars, he's good, but the newer ones, he doesn't give one single fuck.
That's what I'm saying. Just like the new Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
And so I'm worried about this, where I don't think he's going to put his best foot forward, and that makes me really uncomfortable. Because I want this movie to bang.
Yeah.
So
hopefully it will. It's not looking good so far, but, you know... time will tell.
Anyway,
but are you ready for the rating?
Yeah, go ahead.
I feel like we would be pretty close. I think you might be just a tad bit higher, but
I'm definitely a tad bit higher.
Yeah, you ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1, go. 9.7.
That's valid.
Yeah.
I fully expected you to be lower than Infinity War.
Yeah.
9.9. And yours was a 9.9.
Oh wait, was it 9.9?
Yeah, because we synced up on that.
Yeah.
And that's why I gave it a 9.9, is because I will rate Endgame higher than that movie. And that's why I gave this one a 10. Like I said earlier, it's the best bow you can put on this entire movie.
It is.
Obviously, you're going to have gripes in movies no matter what.
Yeah.
But for me, this movie, the gripes were so small and insignificant that I don't care.
Yeah, that's true.
The story still flowed. The story was phenomenal. The Russo brothers, oh my God, bring them back. Everything.
I saw, it could not be true, but I saw something.
It's a super unreliable source.
Okay.
I saw that, what you're about to say, and then three people that I have gotten news from in the past that have been very accurate have
denied
said
it.
Yeah, they're like, this is not accurate whatsoever.
Okay, good.
They told Marvel after this that the whole decade of the 20s, they were super booked. They have a lot of other things that they're working on. It's pretty much like, don't approach us. So there would have been no reason for them to do that at all.
That's fair. But I hope they somehow wiggle in some room.
That would be really cool, let me tell you.
Yeah. Are you ready for the topic question?
I am.
This is going to be an interesting one. I'm curious to see what your answers are. Who's going to be the next Avenger to make the sacrifice play, aka like Tony,
yep,
to save the Avengers /universe? Because it's due.
Yeah.
It will happen.
Yeah, absolutely. We're scheming. I think what's great about this question is that without realizing it, we've already answered it in a previous podcast, which I believe was last podcast, maybe two ago, where we talked about Thor and Loki, and that Thor is going to make that sacrifice play. And I think that that's what it's going to be for Thor. I think Thor is going to make that sacrifice play to save the universe. He dies off. No more MCU. He's free to do whatever. Caught a $1 billion bag from Marvel, and he's set for life. And I think Loki's somehow going to be entangled in that, and they're going to go out on the highest point that they can.
Yeah. You're right.
That's where I'm at.
Because I was trying to think about that, what we were talking about. Oh, I was thinking that Loki would die.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Secret Wars would
get messed up.
Okay, Thor. I had Thor as well, but Thor was one of mine. I would want to say Doctor Strange because...
I like that.
Multiverse of Madness. Yep. I feel like he's going to have a bigger role.
Absolutely.
In these Avengers movies.
Yeah.
He's
definitely going to be like the guidance.
I could definitely see him like doing like what he did in the first Doctor Strange fighting Dormammu. Are you okay?
Yeah, that hurt. That one hurt a lot. It felt like I just swallowed a spear. Oh my God. It went down the wrong pipe, ugh, and there was a shard of ice in it.
Oh.
Dude, that was awful.
Good thing it's just water. It was like...
You sure about that? A straight lean. I'd be pulling up.
He's leaning out of a hydro.
No, Sam.
Oh, Yeti. Extra sorry. Food.
Yeah, Yeti. Whoa. How?
But I would say Doctor Strange.
I like that. I actually really do. Because he should be taking the wheel.
I feel like people would say, like, Tom Holland. But I don't think Tom Holland make the sacrifice play...
Too young.
...in a Avengers movie.
Yeah.
I can see him doing it
in his movie.
Spider-Man movie.
Agreed. I also feel like because Marvel doesn't have the full rights to it, that's why they can't give him these super big, important pieces of the movie.
Yes.
Because Sony at any time could be like, no.
I can also see Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
That one
would be tough, though. Because when Tony does it, it's like he's still human.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it could happen to any of us. Captain Marvel's so powerful, you got to wonder, like, what trumps her power for her to make the sacrifice play where she dies.
That's true. But, yeah, I would secure it with Doctor Strange.
Yeah, I like that.
And we'll look back at it and see who was right.
Correct.
Yeah. But we're ready for some Marvel news.
We sure are. So, speaking of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man releases November 2nd.
I believe I'm going to watch that. I've been watching Invincible.
Oh.
Almost done with it, actually.
Banger, isn't it?
It's very good.
Omni-Man is a brute.
Yeah.
It makes Homelander look like a bitch.
Yeah, I'm really... I'm liking the animated stuff, so I think I'm going to start watching X-Men.
Yeah.
And I'll definitely watch this one, too.
I like that.
Yeah.
Keep an open mind. I like that.
Yeah. Rumor that in Secret Wars, Hulk will fight Wolverine. I kind of talked about that in one of our podcasts about just like a little movie or little series of battles.
Just the fights.
I'm very excited to see that.
Yep.
And that's going to be great.
Yep. And the only reason why, because there's been a lot of Secret War rumors and we've talked about them off air where like, I'm like, there's so many, there's no reason to put them on because there's no validity to them.
Yeah.
But apparently there is a lot of validity behind this. And that is why I'm willing to at least state, obviously it's still a rumor. We don't know.
Yeah.
But there's been a lot of talk of it.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. All right.
It is reported that Brave New World will have a budget of roughly $350 to $375 million, which if it's on the far end, that's more than Age of Ultron.
That's more.
Which is insane. I really hope they don't do that just because it's a solo film.
I think the reason why it's so high is because of all the reshoots.
Yeah, but we had that conversation where they're... Oh, God, I think I deleted the screenshot. But the guy explained why the reshoots won't cost as much as the Marvels.
Oh, okay.
Remember when I read that?
Yeah,
and the reason why, Esposito, I cannot pronounce that guy's first name. The guy from Breaking Bad.
Giancarlo.
Yeah, my God, you're insane. Get out of the kitchen. Jesus. There was a reason behind it. I don't remember exactly what it was. But it very, I mean, the reshoots are definitely not helping.
Yeah.
So, agreed.
I just saw an interview of Giancarlo Esposito saying before he got, what's that one really popular show?
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
That he was considering.
Yep.
I
saw the same interview.
Like trying to figure out how he can get murdered or die.
Yep.
With
his, you want to put a hit out on himself.
That's so crazy.
To make sure his family gets his insurance, life insurance money.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Because his breakout wasn't until mid to late 40s or something like that, 50s.
Now he's
cooking.
He's cooking.
I mean, just the royalties off Breaking Bad alone, he could live off of. Yeah. So,
There is a chance that the main cast of Avengers 5 will be revealed at Comic-Con. That's exciting. There's 60 new characters, so. They have 60 characters to pull from.
Correct.
Is it going to be like a 10 of them? Or is it going to be like 5, 6?
I would assume it would be like a 6. Because, I mean, that's just like what we're used to.
Yeah.
Team of 6.
Yeah.
I like that. And there's more stuff about Comic-Con later on in the Marvel news here. My only issue with that is that Avengers 5 is not even written yet.
Yeah.
And granted, there's some time before Comic-Con. So if they're cooking, they're cooking. But, like, we got some time.
They got the cast.
Yeah. So I think that's what they have the cast, they're just building.
Yeah, exactly.
Letitia Wright, Shuri, teased that there is a lot coming up and that she wants to continue her role as Shuri moving forward.
I honestly, I'm not going to lie, there's a, kind of a little bit of hate on Wakanda Forever. I actually loved it.
I think that the way that they mourned T'Challa was phenomenal. Yeah. They moved forward with it. I think she's great.
I think she's great. And that movie was great. That end battle scene, I thought was fucking awesome.
I believe it. Yeah. The only downside to that is that during Wakanda Forever, it was being filmed during COVID, and she was against the vaccine, and there was a lot of issues between her and Disney about that.
Good for her. Sorry. My personal view. Good for her.
Yeah. So it makes me worried about that. But I mean, if they've gotten past that hump, then I'm happy for her and happy for the company, because it sucks if you would develop a character like this through several movies, several big movies, and then have to drop it.
I feel like it's kind of shifting.
I hope so.
No.
Whew. Yeah, it's a big one for you.
Yeah, it is.
I made sure that you got to read it.
I appreciate that. A special presentation of Silver Surfer is rumored to be announced at D23.
Yep.
So excited.
That's your dog right there.
Oh my gosh.
That's your dog.
Just please do him right. Please do him right. Oh my gosh. I need that so bad. I'm actually anticipating Fantastic Four. I feel like that's going to be a really good movie.
The more time has passed, the more excited I've become about it.
I think that movie's going to be like a really big
key point
for what happens in Avengers 5 and climbing up to Secret Wars.
Okay, I like that idea. For me, I look at it as that it's gonna be shown in the same aspect of like the Eternals, where it's super rogue, out of left field. It's not necessarily tied to anything quite yet, but it's there. And I feel like personally, in my opinion, with time, Eternals has gotten more love than hate, outside of obviously the Celestial that's sitting out of town.
Tiger,
correct.
Doesn't like it.
Yeah, no. I think outside of that, I feel like that's how it's going to be received. It's going to be its own thing until it's connected, and people are going to love it or hate it. But with more time that's passed, I'm really excited for it.
I'm really reaching here. Extremely
reaching. It's one of these?
Yes.
Okay.
Fantastic Four is supposed to be in another universe.
Yes.
And when I said it's going to be like a big key point for Avengers 5 up to Secret Wars. Kind of see it. Fantastic Four, you said Galactus is winning. There's no chance Fantastic Four is beating Galactus.
There's no shot.
What if Galactus wins and somehow controls Fantastic Four?
Okay.
And I'm thinking this is a extreme reach. This is like beyond.
Yeah. This is like a Mr. Fantastic Four stretch.
There's a comic called The Ultimate, I believe The Ultimate Avengers.
Correct.
And Reed Richards is in that. Or actually, I believe he's in it. Or he's a villain in that comic.
Yeah.
Could be a tie-in because Doctor Doom
is
rumored to be in. Doctor Doom is in Ultimate Avengers.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, I like that.
I think that would be great.
I like that.
I would not mind seeing Fantastic Four be evil.
I wouldn't either, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
And develop them.
Obviously, I think that'd be dope.
That'd be insane. This is not really one. Disney news, but like we got to shout out the goats where they come. Happy belated birthday to Tobey Maguire, who just turned 49.
Oh, sorry. That was crazy.
Almost out of 10 years to him.
That's crazy. Yeah, man, he looks fucking great.
He looks so good. He looks so good.
That's amazing. Happy birthday.
Yeah, man.
Disney will officially be at Hall H at Comic-Con, which is usually reserved for companies who are making huge announcements.
They were in Hall H when they announced the end of the Infinity Saga timeline.
Okay.
Like, that level, and then, like, brought out the cast with Josh Brolin and everybody like that. Like, it's, like, those levels.
Good.
They haven't been in Hall H, I think, since then.
Good.
So.
I'm excited. When is that? When is it supposed to?
Comic-Con, I believe, is in August.
Oh,
I think it's August 23rd. I know.
Wait that long, man.
I mean, it's 2 months.
I know.
I agree, though. It sucks. That's which is tomorrow.
Crazy. August is in 2 months.
Right? July, August, yeah.
Holy shit.
We're at the end of June.
This year's flying by.
Yeah. More ridiculous news about this show that won't be released. Daredevil Born Again trailer is set to release in November. Wow, great. Just fucking release this show, bro.
It's like Blade.
Correct.
It's like Blade, man. It's rumored that Young Avengers is being set up to release directly after Vision Quest, and is also rumored that they will go on a search for the Scarlet Witch. I knew that bitch was a lie.
I knew not she, call my wife that.
Sorry, I knew she was alive.
Yeah.
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 Yep. And
we're so back.
This is kind of setting up my theory Scarlet Witch being the main antagonist.
I know.
For Secret Wars.
Which is insane.
If I call this, that's incredible.
Generational Hail Mary.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
And then, last. Have you seen it?
I have not seen it.
Okay.
Oh, like the... What you were about to read?
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
Okay.
I've seen it. Yeah.
A new Deadpool and Wolverine trailer has been posted as of today, June 28th. It's been posted today.
Oh, I haven't seen the trailer. But I thought you were asking me, did I see the note you just wrote? Oh,
well, sorry. It's in front of your face. I'd like to think that you read
it. No, I haven't seen it. Is it good?
It is. I mean, unlucky to you, I'm going to spoil it because it's
Go
out.
For it.
We get to see Sabretooth, not the same one as X-Men Origins. It's a different guy. And there's also, like, as they're preparing for the fight, there is some speculation that what Deadpool is saying to him is actually from a different scene in the movie, and that they're splicing it together, but it's, like, getting him ready for a fight. And then Deadpool looks at him and goes, "You look like crap. Give me a second." He pulls out his own blades out of Wolverine, and like it was like his two big katanas and then his small knife. And he goes, "And tiny knife," and puts that back.
Oh, that's so
cool. A little bit more about like the origin of like, you know, this Wolverine let his whole world die.
Oh, nice.
And then Deadpool's like, "Well, I need you to fix mine."
Yeah.
And like they're like trapped in something. And while they're saying this, and he's like, "Okay, firm handshake." And Wolverine sends out his claws, and it, like, nicks him in the nads. And he goes, "Oh, it was just enough with your steak knife. God." So great.
Oh, really excited to watch it. Nice.
It's great. It's great. It's great. It's great. It's great.
That is the end of our news, ladies and gentlemen.
That is it. And if you guys are still with us, we really appreciate it. Thank you so much for buckling in for this one. Obviously, this one's going to be the longest probably out of all four of them that we've done. Maybe. It's Endgame. It's 3 hours. What do you expect out of us?
Seems quick, but... We'll see after the time.
We'll see. But if you guys are still with us and you want to continue your support, which we really would appreciate, why don't you look right here and look at our socials. We're on the talk. We're on the Instagram, or talk, the gram, and the Twitters.
Twitter.
We're talking the Watchers PC on everything. Make sure you go look on the talk and the Instas, because my boy Tyler right here is cooking them up. Jeez Louise. And obviously, you guys should go check out that tier list that we had, because you guys need to be dialed for this new Deadpool and Wolverine movie, and you got to be coming in prepared.
And
you got to know what you're getting.
If you guys like those tier lists, I really enjoy
them. Yeah, we really enjoy making them for you guys. So maybe give us some ideas of what you want to see next.
Literally, it could be...
Anything.
Oh, I'd be so... Like,
we got great opinions and awful opinions about a lot of stuff, so let's dial it in.
So just give us some ideas.
Yeah. And we'll I have personally received a couple tier lists from people.
Ooh.
So we can potentially make a small video.
We can farm tier lists.
We can farm. Clip farming. and while you're at it, make that red rectangle a gray one by subscribing. And while you're at it, hit that thumbs up button. A little confetti pops out. It's a lot of fun. It really helps us out. Gives us a little bit more motivation to continue doing this, which we love doing regardless. And outside of that, man.
That's it. I think we've been the watchers, right?
We've
been the watchers. Have a great day.
Have a blessed day. Oh, by the way, Tyler got a haircut.
Yeah. Yeah.
That so did like I.
A... Yeah. Whoa.
I know, right?
Dude, you got lined up.
The waves,
up.
Bro.
You got lined
up. Drip it down. Anyway.
Stay classy, San Diego.
Oh, that was a good one, too. San Diego.
San Diego.
Yes. We've been the watchers, ladies and gentlemen. Peace. And Grease.